And so, after more than 70 years, the active ministry of Ellen White would come to a close. Her public ministry started at the age of 17 in the state of Maine, in the northeasterly tip of the United States of America. Never could she have imagined where it would take her, from there to its close in California. She spoke to congregations large and small in nearly every state in the Union. She also spent two very active years in England, France, Switzerland, Norway, and other parts of Europe, as well as 9 years in New Zealand and Australia. Whether traveling by horse and carriage across the New England states, by canal boat across New York State, or across the Great Plains states of Texas and Oklahoma, or by tourist train to the state of California, or by ocean steamer across the Atlantic or Pacific, wherever she was, she sought every opportunity to speak to people the words of life. Despite only having a third grade formal education, Ellen White would go on to become the most translated American author and the third most translated author of all time. Her words would have an impact far beyond the life that she lived, leaving a legacy of missions, educational institutions, health centers, and in the church at large. She always sought to uplift Jesus in her sermons, in her life, and through her writings. When she finally died here in this home, she was sure in whom she believed. It is interesting to contrast Ellen White's death with that of other people. When lying there dying, one is often brought to contemplate life and how successful it has been. Ellen White had no such thoughts. 2 days before her death, here in this very room, her last words were, "I know in whom I have believed." Confident in her Savior right until the end. Even though death is never easy, when you live a life in Jesus, you can die with a peace and assurance. Ellen White would have 3 funerals. The first one was here in the Elmshaven area, the second one was in Oakland, California, and the third one was in Battle Creek, Michigan. The third one took place at 11 a.m. on a Sabbath morning in the Dime Tabernacle, and there were 3,000 people in attendance. Even her bitter critic, D.M. Canright, came and went through the viewing line twice and commented that she was a woman of God. At the request of Ellen White, her longtime friend and colleague in ministry from across the United States and around the world, S.N. Haskell, delivered the funeral sermon, after which she was taken to the Oak Hill Cemetery and buried alongside her husband and sons. The words written about her in the newspapers after her death illustrate the kind of person that she was. The St. Helena Star wrote on the 23rd of July, 1915, "The life of Mrs. White is an example worthy of emulation by all. She was a humble, devout disciple of Christ and ever went about doing good, honored and respected by all who appreciate noble womanhood, consecrated to unselfish labor for the uplifting and the betterment of mankind. She showed no spiritual pride and she sought no filthy lucre. She lived the life and did the work of a worthy prophetess, the most admirable of the American succession." She died confident in her Savior and confident that she would see him on the resurrection morning. When a life draws to a close, it doesn't matter how many continents we have lived on, how many houses we have owned, how many books we have written, or how much money we have made. Ultimately, it matters if we have accepted Jesus into our lives and made him our personal Savior.